And his people are from Talla County.
Yes, you know, I told you that his parents, his grandparents, and his great-grandparents are buried in this county. They came here from Greene County, Georgia, about 1850.
See, I guess it was your grandmother on your mother's side was Miss Lacey, right?
That's right.
Mr. Chris did the partial interview with.
Yes, and I was going to tell you, when you asked me about her education, she grew up right down here on the corner. There were seven children. Her daddy, who had about 6 weeks formal schooling in his life, was the editor of the local paper for a long time, until his death in his 80s. And he sent all four of his sons to Mississippi State, but he didn't believe in educating his daughters. You know, that was not important. And they all worked in the Star Herald office setting type. They all grew up doing that.
Did you ever do any work like that?
No.
Okay. Well, I'm going to ask you about the house you grew up in, because you moved around so much.
Well, my parents never owned a car, never owned a house. They were married about 15 years. And then I lived alternately with grandparents, mostly with my mother's family.
Yeah. Well, just tell me about this house then. How many rooms it has and what they are.
Well, we have a living room and a kitchen and four bedrooms and three baths. It was remodeled like this by a former owner. And it is at least 100 years old. When we bought the house in 1958, Billy went up to the courthouse and could trace the land back to Chaffin, who owned the land that Kosciuszko was built on in 1834, was when it was incorporated. But you can't tell from the courthouse records when the house was built. But I would say it's antebellum from the style of architecture and what I know about old houses, which has been 46 years of looking at them.
How high is this room?
The ceilings are 12 feet, I believe.
I don't like it.
Well, see, that's right. I have lived in big old houses all my life, and when I go to my sister's and shut the bedroom door, I get claustrophobia in that little 6x8 room in a new house.
Yeah. Is this one story? Or
yes.
Thank you. Okay. You ready to rip through this?
Yeah.
All right. Have you ever lived in a house that had a fireplace?
Yes.
Do you know anything about building fires and fireplaces?
Mostly what I've learned from Billy. We spend lots of time in his mother's old house out in the country. We have junk, just an accumulation of junk, after 20 years we still don't have running water out there, but we have electricity.
Well, tell me, how do you go about building a fire in a fireplace?
Well, the ones that when I was real little, I can remember, both my grandmothers had coal grates. How you build a fire in a fireplace? You lay the logs and Billy rolls up a long piece of newspaper and does it like this under them and some kindling till the fire starts.
Okay. Have you ever heard of particular name for the big piece of wood that you put in the fireplace that burns a long time?
Well, see, he calls that a backlog.
Okay. Does it rest on anything?
Andirons.
Any other things that you've heard?
Not really. I haven't personally had that much experience with fires.
Okay.
The chimneys were taken out of this house. And while everybody has such a mania for fireplaces now, Billy wouldn't really build one.
Yeah.